Mike, I'm sure you feel like your goaltender deserved a better fate. Even though it was a loss, do you feel like this was perhaps a confidence builder for him, especially considering how talented that team is that he was playing?
Sure, it should be. He played really well for us. He made some big saves. You know, I thought Tristan had a strong night.
How many times have you seen the penalty for throwing the stick? It's kind of a rare one.
Yeah. You know, it doesn't happen very often, you know. Did he throw it or drop it?
Or drop it, yeah.
I'm not sure which.
I think you were pretty pleased with your team's effort last night. Is it the same again tonight?
I thought we played really hard, you know, against a team that's a pretty deep team. You know, this is another game that could have went either way. It didn't go our way. That's two nights in a row now that we felt like we were right in the hockey game, and we generated a fair amount of scoring chances. That team has a lot of firepower offensively. I thought we defended hard, and we got saves when we needed to.
Does it get harder to have guys keep playing with good habits when you're not getting the positive reinforcement?
I don't think so. I think these guys know how they're playing. And, we're generating quality scoring chances. I just think we just have to stay with it. And, I tell these guys all the time, the coaching staff, we'll be honest with our assessments. We'll be objective with our assessments, regardless of what the score is. And we feel as though this team is tracking the right way. They're playing hard. We're playing the game the right way. We had a number of quality scoring chances. You know, their goalie played extremely well also.
How critical is just the timing of the two penalties in the third period, just in terms of how the game went, I guess?
Well, it's tough. You know, you'd hope to gain some momentum down the stretch, and, you know, you end up trying to kill penalties. You know, I thought for the most part the penalty kill was terrific most of the night. We might have given up one chance, and it was in the net.
I think you talked a lot about resiliency last night. I thought when Tampa tied the game at two, your team maybe played its best hockey for the next 7 or 8 minutes. On the second night of a back-to-back against that team, it has to be pretty encouraging.
Yeah, we push back. You know, like I like our mindset. I just think we're resilient right now. I think when the adversities that we face in the game, the guys are reacting the right way to it. And that's all you can do, right? You can control your own attitude, your effort, your execution. And when things don't go the way you want them to go out there, that's when you get tested the most. And so, you know, I think our leadership has been great. It's unfortunate we didn't get the results here over the last couple of games, but if we keep playing this way, the results will come.
Yusso is back in the lineup. Just what was the hope there, and what did you see out tonight again in that role?
Well, you know, he was out. He was in the lineup because Adam Johnson was out with an upper body injury. So that's why that lineup decision was made. And I think Yusso has done a good job under difficult circumstances. You know, he can really skate. I think with each game he plays, he's getting a little more comfortable with playing forward. But certainly that's not, that's not the easiest predicament that we put players in, but he's really done a good job.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.